with the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Save the day! Save the day!
In Ocean City on Friday, an armada of 100 kayakers, its captain wearing a pirate hat, paddled to the city's convention center. They waved signs reading, "Don't drill the Atlantic, kill the drill, and frack no, don't BP my OC." The so-called Sea Party Coalition called on the Maryland Association of Counties Convention, meeting inside, to oppose the Obama administration's proposal to open up the Atlantic coast to offshore oil drilling. The leader of the kayaktivists was Matt Heim, outreach coordinator for the Assateague Coastal Trust.
It wouldn't take a BP-sized spill to be catastrophic. If Ocean City's beaches were closed, even for just a weekend in the summertime, you know, the impact from that could have really big consequences for locals.
Before even oil spills, Heim said he worries about seismic testing, the blasting of giant air guns from ships to determine if pockets of petroleum exist under the ocean.
Seismic testing is something that they'd have to do before they could drill. It's one of the loudest man-made sounds on Earth. And, you know, during the survey period, that sound goes off every 10 seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's been shown to kill marine mammals. It's destroyed fisheries in other parts of the world. And we don't need that off of our East Coast.
In January, federal officials proposed to issue offshore leases from the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay off Virginia south to Georgia starting in 2021. The Maryland Association of Counties has not taken a position on whether Maryland's coast should be added to the list. Former Governor Martin O'Malley opposed offshore drilling, but Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a Democrat, and North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, a Republican, have both been pushing to allow the oil industry to operate off their states, arguing it could mean thousands of jobs for coastal residents. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is still considering the issue. Erin Montgomery is spokeswoman for Governor Hogan.
Any decisions concerning oil drilling off of Maryland's coast is premature at this point, as leasing is not a possibility until at least 2022. Until then, the governor and his advisors will be in a listening and learning mode.
Among the subjects of continued debate is the potential impact of seismic testing for oil. The U.S. Department of the Interior last year concluded seismic testing would have a minimal impact on marine species and populations. But then in March, 75 scientists wrote a letter protesting the federal decision as flawed. One of them was Duke University Associate Professor Doug Nowacek. He argues the loud airgun blasts could disrupt the communication, reproduction, and survival of right whales, dolphins, and several species of fish.
North Atlantic right whales number something less than 500 animals. They're federally protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act and the Endangered Species Act. And then with respect to fish, there are actually a lot more fish out there than people realize that use sound for things like territory defense and mating. And in fact, some of the important ones that people like to eat, like snapper and grouper, most of those species that we know of use sound to mediate spawning aggregations. And so with a lot of noise in the environment, it's entirely possible that those spawning aggregations could be interrupted or fish couldn't find their way to them.
Allowing drilling off the East Coast would certainly generate revenue, but it might also cost money because so much of the coastal economy is based on tourism, fishing, and real estate values in vacation areas like Ocean City and the Outer Banks. To make a buck, you might lose a lot more. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.